Hello, this is David Ballard. We began a series of four questions about going from out of Christ to into Christ. In our last session, we asked the question, where in hearing do you go from out of Christ to into Christ? In today's session, we will ask the question, where in believing do you go from out of Christ to into Christ? And then we will have two more sessions where we ask the question, where in confession do you go from out of Christ to into Christ? And where in repentance do you go from out of Christ to into Christ? For today's session, where in believing do you go from out of Christ to into Christ? And again, we want you to get the idea of a slider, where on the left you have 0 and on the right you have 100. And so in this question, the 0 would represent no belief at all. And on the right, it would represent total non-doubtful belief. And so we're going to let the Bible answer to us the question, where in that process, at 20%, 80% belief, 90% belief, 100% belief, where is it in belief only that you go from out of Christ into Christ? Well, we're going to just let Scripture talk to us. Let's go to Acts chapter 14, verse 1 and 2. Acts chapter 14, verse 1 and 2. And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together in the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude, both of Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. So they spoke, which means people heard. And when they heard, some believed and some did not believe. Let's go back to Romans chapter 10. We have read Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17 so far. We want to go back and read Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So hearing should lead to believing and confessing, and it should cause one's heart to be led unto righteousness. And we've already read in the hearing about fruit bearing. Let's read Mark chapter 9, verse 21 through 25. Mark chapter 9, verses 21 through 25. There's a young man that's had many challenges, and Jesus is talking to the young man's father. He asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. If you can, he asked. Jesus saith unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Now this man was somewhere between 0 and 100. We don't know where. He had some belief, but he says also, help my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And so we see a person here who had some belief, but still is working on unbelief and wants Jesus to help him with that. Let's go to Acts chapter 2, verse 37. Acts chapter 2, verse 37. In Acts chapter 2, the gospel was preached. Peter preached the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ from Acts chapter 2, verses 21 through 24. He told them they had crucified the Son of God. And then in verse 37, it says, and now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Now they had heard the good news of Jesus. They had heard that he was crucified, buried, and resurrected on their behalf. They knew that they were guilty of his death because of their own sin and because they were a part of the crowd yelling, Crucify him. Notice that they heard, they were pricked in their hearts, they were sorrowful, but they still had to ask the question, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Hearing, believing, understanding, and being sorry did not put them in a situation where they had gone from out of Christ to into Christ, because they still asked the question, What shall we do? That takes us in our mind to James chapter 2 and verse 19. James chapter 2 and verse 19. James chapter 2 verse 19 reads, Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well, the devils also believe and tremble. The devils believe and tremble. These people believed and trembled, but they still asked the question, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Let's go and read the words of Jesus, Matthew chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. Jesus said, Go ye into all the world and preach. Again, if we're preaching and teaching, then they're hearing. Go into all the world and let them hear the gospel, and let every creature hear that gospel. Verse 16, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Now, some would say that since he didn't say anything else there, he that believeth not, then it doesn't mean anything else goes with it. But remember in Romans chapter 10, verse 16, it said, But they have not all believed our report. They have not all obeyed the gospel. For well did Isaiah say, They have not all believed our report. One who does not believe is not going to obey. According to Isaiah, and according to what Paul wrote in Romans chapter 10. But here, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Could it be, as Jesus taught in Matthew 20:18-20, that you teach, you baptize and teach, you let them hear, you baptize and you let them hear some more, that baptism is the place in hearing that we go from out of Christ into Christ? Could it be from the words of Jesus that in this process of believing and needing help with our unbelief, that there's a place in believing that we can go from out of Christ and into Christ, and that that place is the place that Jesus spoke of, which is baptism? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not, we know, is going to obey not, is going to be condemned. Well, we have two more questions. Where in confession and where in repentance do you go from out of Christ into Christ? We hope that you will be a part of those studies so we can see what the Bible teaches about where is it in this process of hearing, believing, confessing and repenting that we go from out of Christ to into Christ.